Marina Hotela mau jasam karyon bosan maka polo dia kalsan nove tu paro berasle muskota langsung dira negus korona asme e astun sotosan kalis mojen nasle selina kalsak sadisa selina Selina, tajana gardisi polora Selina, baru gelang lena Moja samkar de musut Aris dududu gelang le Kofi biye talon teko Moja atat ne sugle Meza ila tawar wosor Wisti datit polle Wisti bizla demkut Silin ragan utle Silina Aven butle sori Meza rakli Tare kalli suri
Tried Everest Coffee? Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate.
Selina, that was a rock and roll rendition by a band called Night and Day from Goa. नमस्कार अनि स्वागत करता हाँ तुमका आइचा सुशेगा तनपार कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्रामर मुझे संगत आजासा हेक्टर अनि आऊं रिची
गुड आफ्टरनून लिसनर्स
कसो आहे हेक्टर तू
रिचर्ड आ बरा असा तू कसा
सॅटरडे सॅटरडे सगळ्यांक मस्त काम असता तुका आज कळलं काम आले
टुडे वॉज अ बिट ऑफ अ रिलॅक्सिंग आय टू डू माय वॉफ
Car wolf,
yeah, not mine. And so that took quite a lot of time in the morning, but fortunately, it all went through well.
Wonderful.
I had planned to do some heavy gardening, but I didn't get the chance to do that, and it started raining. And yeah,
as amcha sangata Rio na yon kalle, pan tacha husband and taka ek odli list dila kaam karu.
Oh,
and then she said that sorry, Richard. I cannot come on the program. So I called up our good friend Lutz, Narona, who's got now a moon boot. She's a soccer player.
Yeah.
And I thought she would come with a moon boot here to the studios. But unfortunately, she's gone to Tauranga to encourage her team at the Women's Soccer League.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she plays. She's an avid soccer player. But even though she couldn't play, I guess she went to cheer up her team.
Mm-hmm. आम्ही ऑक्टोबरच्या महिन्यात असा आणि ऑक्टोबरचा महिनो म्हणल्यावर माईंचा महिनो.
It is yes.
The feast, that's the month that is devoted to Mother Mary as such. So we are all in various prayerful moods, saying the rosary, going for novenas.
Yeah.
In fact, Father Augustine from the DRC Center is here in the city. And I think today they are having a talk in one of our parishes. But recently, Hector, there was the feast of the Salesian patron.
The Franciscan
patron.
Yes, so it was yesterday, in fact, was the feast of Saint Francis of Assisi. And on the 3rd of October, which was Thursday, Franciscans kind of commemorated his passing from this life to the next with what is called the Transitus. So every year we have a small kind of service which commemorates that. And this year our fraternity, which is a Hillsborough fraternity, we met at St. Therese Church in Three Kings. And we narrated the passing of St. Francis's.
So is it a solemn celebration?
It is. The Transitus is like, it's a solemn celebration where we meet and we just narrate his life. And so he was there, and the doctor some time ago, 1 month ago, had told him that he'd not have long to live, and he will die at the end of September or early October. And he actually welcomed this news, and he told his brothers around him, let's start singing. And they started singing the Canticle of the Sun, which he had written some time ago, you know, just before that. And it praises Brother Sun and Sister Moon and things like that, because he was very fond, besides saving souls, one of his great things was, he loved all creatures. So they started singing that song, and he embraced, he called Death Sister Death, and he welcomed Sister Death with open arms, because she was going to take him to meet his maker.
Oh, what a wonderful...
I know, it's very inspirational.
What a wonderful belief, I would say. So, is there a big gathering at this particular celebration?
So, we had it in all fraternities. Richard, in your church, where you stay in Henderson, there's a very strong Franciscan community, and Father Sebastian is our spiritual advisor, spiritual assistant, and they had quite a big gathering over there for the Transitus. And on the 4th, Father Sebastian hosted a big lunch for everyone.
Oh, okay.
And there was...
I was not invited. I should tell him that.
Yeah, okay. But the invite did go out, and it was very good. A lot of good biryani and other dishes and things like that. So that was the celebration.
Oh, wonderful. So as far as I am concerned, the last week has been excellent for me. We went out for a picnic to a place called Waihi, which is very close to Tauranga.
Yeah,
40 of us, the Rosary Group. And we came back and then also celebrated the life of Frank Thomas D'Souza, who passed away on Friday the 27th. Of September. We had a wonderful send-off for him at the St. Mary's Parish. And today we are going to have a rosary at one of our community members' place.
Okay.
Once again, 40 of us gathering and celebrating the rosary.
Very good.
Reciting the rosary.
So, how old is your rosary group? Or how long ago was it? Did y'all come together, and has it grown after that? Or has it remained constant?
We have sort of left it quite open. So, we are about 10 or 12 families which are part of this group. We're almost about 17 years old.
Oh.
Most of us met here in New Zealand. And we leave it open to each member to call his or her friends when they celebrate the rosary or they recite the rosary at their house. So I may have 15 members, three of them may not be a part of the group. Somebody else may have 4 or 5 members. So it goes on.
And do you all meet, did you say?
Yes, quite often, at least once in 2 months or once in 3 months. But we have a group, chat group on WhatsApp, and there's constant chitter-chatter and leg pulling and other things that goes on that. So today there's going to be at one of our members' place, and I'm quite sure it's going to be a lot of entertainment, apart from praying also.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Yeah.
So would you like to play a song, or would you like to tell something more about what's transpired in the course of the day?
I think we'll give our listeners a song now. And in the meantime, you can...
करतात आठ नेट केसां सो तो गोल दोळ्या भोवती आयब्रो शेपिंग कानाक चचार बोल अर्दे अर्दे उगते आनी बोमलेक मुदिये रोल साडी नेसतात पंकडा सकयल वाणाक उबार सोल बॅकलेस स्लीवलेस शोल्डरलेस स्ट्रॅपलेस टाइट फिट मिनी स्कर्ट ताका मोदे स्लिट सर पावात संसार आयसो सांगूंक कळला ना मानसुकेचे नसाण फुडे पळोवंक मेळचे ना धाकटी नेणटी भुरगीं सगळीं ओडली जाताना घागरो बाजू चुडीदार कपडा न्हेसची ना टॉपलेस बिकनी ड्रेस कशें नेस खंय तास आदाम आनी ये वे सोकाळ पाटी येत कोणा रावून तिंगा मिट्यो मारी नाका काळीस बेश्टे तुमचे लासतले हाय तेणी मुझी खास बरो येता वास गोयांत दुसरी ना हिरोज मारून पयदा म्हाका सारको खास आय कित्याक समजना असल्या कोणा तुक फेणी दिता खूय सुख अशे आयकोना पेप्सी घालून पी ना तर लिमका गा ना तो स्वाद गोमचो ना तिणी म्हजी खास बरो येता वास आरे गोयांत दुसरी ना इरूस करून पळयता म्हाका सारको खास आरे कित्याक समजना
तुच आली मुणा नु बटावे ती तून बुडोयले और मोळ घेऊन जीबीक मजा लावून अंग बेष्टे तुझे चावले बोगस माता साहेबा मनावे तुमचे कुसोयले सुनावून तिंगा मिट्यो मारी नाका काळीस बेष्टे तुमचे लासतले काल राती माका दारार मारून मजा उठोयले एक बॉटल निरो जाय आता आता वर्षान माका ताणे तापुरले कळ कळ येऊन देवाक रोजार करून आवरले आकून मुझी बाणा रीती आसात म्हणून भायर व्हरून ताका दाखयले तिणी मुझे आड नाव चोडपामात गाजो येता सगळो गांव दिसती पोल्या चोले येतात मारून गांव खावो येतात भाजी पाव काल राती माका दारार मारून मजा उठोयले एक बॉटल निरो जाय आता आता पोरसान माका ताणे तापुरले पळ पळ येऊन देवाक रोजार करून आवरले ताकून मुझी बाणा रीती आसात म्हणून भायर व्हरून ताका दाखयले पिणयेचो धंदो बायन मोजा घालून वाडयलो पिणी बाय ती पिणी सोऱ्याची राणी वालोर दिवचो आमी म्हणटालो टुरिस्ट कितले येतात उगडास ते कोतात पिणयेचो देखून तुका ताका सगळ्यांक हांव सांगता कितलो वालोर आसा तो पिणयेचो पिणयेचो धंदो आमचो वर्सांचो चलता पय बरो पिणी पिणी म्हणून आमी कोरिया फामाद ओ पिणयेचो सोरो पिणी आड नांव म्हाका घातलोले मोग चोड म्हूण पिणयेचो पिणयेचो मोग तुमकां चोड आसा जाल्यार उगडास कोर मोजो पिणयेचो धंदो आमचो वर्साचो चलता पय बरो पिणी पिणी म्हणून आमी कोरिया फामाद ओ पिणयेचो सोरो पिणयेचो धंदो पिणयेचो धंदो पायन मोजा घालून वाडयलो पिणी बाय ती पिणी सोऱ्याची राणी वालो दिवचो आमी म्हणटालो टुरिस्ट कितले येतात उगडास ते कोतात पिणयेचो तुका ताका सगळ्यांक हांव सांगता कितलो वालो आसा तो पिणयेचो देखून तुका ताका सगळ्यांक हांव सांगता कितलो वालो आसा तो पिणयेचो देखून तुका ताका सगळ्यांक हांव सांगता कितलो वालो आसा तो पिणयेचो
Crazy Kiare, oh, Crazy Kiare, Crazy Kiare, Crazy Kiare.
Have you tried Everest Coffee? Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate.
तुम्ही ऐकत आहात सुशेगातनपर कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम आणि आम्ही डिस्कस करता हेक्टर आणि याव की आमच्या गेल्या हप्त्यात कळलीपुरा कामा केली आम्ही आज सॅटर्डे कळलीपुरा कामा केली कळलीपुरा पेस्तांत या ऑक्टोबरांत मायच्या महिन्यांत. सो हेक्टर, यू वर मेन्शनिंग ड्युरिंग अ कॉफी चॅट, यू नो वी गो नॉर्मली टू दिस लवली कॉफी प्लेस कॉल द ब्रेड.
येस,
बिफोर द प्रोग्राम अँड We go there and have a nice coffee and chit-chat and discuss about the program that's going to take place. So you were talking something about a toolbox, which you have as a concept in
your office. Oh, yeah.
What is this toolbox?
The toolbox, it's a talk. It had originated as a health and safety talk because health and safety is quite a important focus in all New Zealand companies or many New Zealand companies. And one of the key aspects of health and safety is employee participation. So employee participation means that if an employee and the rationale of that is that health and safety is not just of the management, but even the employees have to take an active part in it, and then it becomes more effective. So the toolbox talk is nothing but to get more employee participation. So every Friday morning at about 9:30, we have a toolbox talk, and it's basically at the shop floor level, you know.
So what was the topic that was discussed?
Yeah, so we discuss, everyone is given a chance to choose a topic and talk about. It started with health and safety some time ago, but it moved into other areas of this. And this Friday's talk was quite interesting because a youngster from the office picked up a topic about, and he said, we are always told when we join the company what we should do and how things work and all that. But here he gave some tips on what not to do in the office.
Oh.
And so one of the things, there were several things like about sending emails and all that. One of the nice things I thought was really good and relevant was that this thing is, don't say yes to your boss.
Oh.
Not
to say that.
So, and the reasoning was about that. He said your boss did not hire you to be a yes man or to be a robot, but they hired you because you had knowledge, skills, and abilities that make you great at what you do. So this means you need to speak up and share your ideas, even if it is disagreeing with the boss. And that's something which where you can add value.
Oh, so that's a very interesting tip as such. See, Hector, I'm a foodie guy. I like to go out and eat, or I like to cook at home and eat. But yesterday, my wife expressed her wish that we should go and have dinner outside, quiet little place. So we came up to Point Chef yesterday from Henderson, and we had dinner at an Afghani cafe.
Oh, that's interesting.
Samadhi.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never been there, but... Yeah.
So it was a nice little cafe, very delectable food, very simple, ordinary, home-cooked food. And the theme, as the owner expressed, is to share what my mother taught me several years ago.
Wow.
So it's very nice. And you are served food in the traditional Afghani way. You squat, basically you sit on a bench, which is in a bit of a trough.
Uh-huh.
And there's a table that rises from the trough, so comfortable to eat. Well, the usual cutlery is around. But the food was excellent.
Yeah.
I had something made out of brinjal.
Oh.
And a nice little Afghani bread.
Mm-hmm.
Nice good tea, the Afghani tea that they served, which comes along with your meals. And what else? And then some they meat. Had, and yeah, they had momos with a sprinkling of chana dal and gravy on the top of those momos. So they tasted really well. They were minced. Okay. They were minced momos as such. So
if, do they have it? Oh, yeah.
So if anybody is wanting to have a quiet dinner with their loved ones, then this is the place called Good. Samadhi as such. Did just opposite the bread.
Okay. Yeah, that's here, just a point, yeah. Shiv. Near yes. the KFC and the countdown and
Absolutely.
All that. Yep.
Absolutely.
So did they have something like kebabs and things like that?
No, not. They do have them. But I think there is a particular time schedule for serving those kebabs. As such.
Yeah. Another nice restaurant which has opened, Richard, I don't know if many people know about it, but that's just in my lane in Dundale Avenue in Blockhouse Bay.
Yes.
You've been there?
Yeah. I've had dinner there.
So in the morning it's a cafe and in the evening it's a really good Thai restaurant. They've got a very good chef over there. Uh-huh. And it's owned by this Naresh and he has Nikki's in...
So it's a branch of Nikki's.
So he has, this is his third restaurant, Nikki's in Newmarket, and there's Platon in Mount Eden, and this is the third one, but not many people know about it. I go and have a coffee sometime in the morning, and in the evening, since I'm alone at home, I go there and have the tom yum soup. Which I like really much.
In this weather, it will be excellent. Yeah. It will be extremely excellent. So those of you all wanting to eat out, these are two nice restaurants. If you really want to have a quiet time and enjoy yourself. On that note, let's listen to some music.
मत मुझे खुश के उन बसले कोई दोस्त का कालीज है तुझा मुकाम लसले नौ दो रामची एक सा दोस्तों कुछ को रन हसले तेदना हाँ स्वर्ग रासा अशे मका दिसले नस्तोलो एक वेडिंग डांस हाथ तक दोरुन हार चिंतालो तुझा संगता सारों आखी रात I love you मुटले तुए कनर के उतना मार Just forget me मोना माता तुए के लोगात नकरे तुझे ना नकरे तुझे Oh oh नकरे तुझे ना नकरे तुझे You're my first love शहमुंड तू जीवित चोरु मुझे सनाता जीवित सर तू दितला सगले सूट इकुच धर्म का समझोना हवे कुसली के लिए चूट हाँ चिंता लो तू का मुझे संगा दिन कोरु उरले ले जीवित तू जा संगा तन सरु हाथ सुड़न मगले संगा तन पाहुला मारु पुण मुझे मगने तू है कानर ना दूरु Nastolo ek wedding dance hat tak dorun ha chitalo tuja sangata saro akira just forget me more on my cat tu eke loca nakre tuje na na nak
Mogam to worsa, tu ja to rumza o tona.
Tumi aikata Sushekatan par Konkani radio program 104.6 Planet FM aware. Uja sangata asa Hector ani yau Richie. Ami uleta gele aptanta mi kiten kelne ya o mind so may no. We have already celebrated the
Feast of Saint Francis of Assisi.
And we are going to celebrate tomorrow, or rather pray tomorrow, for the canonization of Sister Suzanne
Aubert.
So just remember that, to pray for her, that she may be canonized by the church. Hector, you know, all of us have got our own priorities on holidays as such. But we also have some fads.
Tell me about it.
Something which keeps us occupied. We dream about it. We think about it. We discuss about it, and so on and so forth. There are people who are very conscious about their diet. There are others who are conscious about their build and their health, so they are very health conscious. There are others who are concerned about what food they need to eat, whether it should be organic food or non-organic food. So in my case, about 2 years ago, when I was all alone at home and my family was on a holiday, I went and bought a treadmill, or a cross trainer as such. I said, I'll keep myself fit and trim, and you know, it was those winter days, and I said, I'll use it. And I always thought about how much time I would spend on it, how I will go from one level to another, and I bought some wireless speakers, and I bought some headphones, and all this sort of thing. And I must have used it for about 6 months. And now my family is having a go at me because there are more towels hanging on the cross trainer. So what's your fad like?
Oh, I've had so many fads. This fad. One time I was really wanting to learn the keyboard or the piano. I've actually always had this wish that I would learn the piano. But I didn't really learn it. Then I went into the guitar and I took some guitar lessons from Bismarck in Santa Cruz. He was my neighbor. And he was teaching me the core, the scales. That went on for quite some time and I got fed up. So I left it. But I've always had that wish.
Is the guitar still there?
It's still there.
Dusted and clean.
Yeah. Then I wanted to learn the piano. I want my children to learn the piano. Uh-huh. And they did some lessons, and they did grade 8 and all up to grade 8. Uh-huh. And then they left it. And now my wish is that in my next life, I'm going to learn the piano.
Next life.
I'm already making plans for that.
So what are your fads? What is something that you start, you're full of enthusiasm, and you want to do it? But unfortunately, after 2 months or 3 months, the steam runs out, the enthusiasm runs out, and that fad passes away and you catch on to a new one. So if you have a fad, just text us into 021-0291-2723. 021-0291-2723.
Yeah, and how to keep the fad going.
How to keep the fad going, yeah, that's right.
I think if you just keep at it even for maybe 15 minutes or half an hour a day. Mm-hmm. And if there's a little bit of improvement, you will be quite adept at it in 2 years.
Okay. You know, one fad of mine I keep going, and that's walking.
I ensure that
I do my 2 kilometers of walk every day. And that's quite nice. I enjoy it as such.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You have to enjoy it.
Yeah. But getting into a regime of getting onto a CrossFit or a treadmill is something which is really tough and difficult as such.
Another fad I got into, if I can share with you, is cycling. And last year I did a lot of cycling.
Yeah, invested quite a bit in it.
Yeah, and there are such great cycle paths in Auckland. Uh-huh. And but then this year so far I've not done anything. And the thing is with me is that I've developed such a great sense of imagination that I sit on my couch and imagine I'm cycling and I can actually feel that I'm doing it.
Yeah, I can imagine that, Hector. The way you come up with ideas, I can imagine you try to make your dreams come through as such. Any other things, what are you planning for tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
I believe
tomorrow
it's
Sunday.
Nice and sunny day, I understand.
Yeah, I'm a bit... I need to get in, do something about it, because after a long time I've been rostered to do the reading at church tomorrow's Sunday Mass.
Wow.
And I want to...
Saintly man.
Oh, no. I want to do a practice of the reading, actually, but I need to... to get the gospel reading of that's the priest who do the either the first or the second reading. So Richard, do you know what is the reading for tomorrow? How I can find or what is the reading for tomorrow?
Well, I think the first thing, Hector, what you need to do, since you are a minister of the word, you need to invest in an ordo. They call it ODO, ordo, which is the diocesan calendar, the church calendar. It's a small booklet that costs you $3. It runs for the entire liturgical cycle, starting from Advent right up to Christmas next year. So you need to invest in that. If you don't have that, then I think Catholic Online is a good site. I normally go to Catholic Online.
Yeah.
Or the Franciscans, they have a nice site.
That there is also the site, the Universalis, which gives the readings.
And give the readings as such. But as you know that each diocese have certain solemnities and certain feast days that they celebrate, they have the right to suspend those readings those days, and then they can have those solemnities. Like tomorrow is a day for prayer to Sister Suzanne Obert, and so... It's not that they're going to suspend those readings as such, but there's going to be a special service in most of the churches in Auckland Diocese as such.
Okay.
So I would say that go on to Catholic Online. Go on to Catholic Online. Though the text may not be the right text as such, but at least you can get the readings.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can refer to your own Bible.
Yeah, then you can refer to your own lectionary that you may have a copy of it. Since you're a lay Franciscan, surely you must be having a copy of the lectionary at home for daily readings and for Sunday readings. The daily readings is in a blue book. The daily readings is in a red book.
Yeah.
And the Sunday readings or the solemnities are in a blue book.
Yeah.
The colors may have changed a bit.
And you were also mentioning about a mass calendar they have in the church.
Yeah, they do have it in the
church. Oh, okay.
All the churches. $3. Yeah, all the churches. It's $3. It's so good because, you know, the calendar tells what should be the color of the candles, what would be the color of the vestments that the priest would wear and things like that.
Correct, yeah.
So it gives you all that. Including what music, you would like to have at the Mass. So it's not that you can play any music that you want. It's the Muse Mass, so they have the music also written in it.
Oh, so thanks for that insight, Richard.
So on that note, Hector, can you use your nimble fingers to play another song for us?
Okay.
Yeah?
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Mogak dolena, ai sto polena, mog zata don kar zato. Kidak som zona, mog tu amto. Dushi kurum sudla, ne zamudiu tona, tu jachir bato hatam, kidin sur tona. Mogam to orsaso, tu jatorum zao tona, hau tu zo zao izan. Bye.
Coffee, roasted right here in Auckland. Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee. It's coffee at its peak. Available.
Listening to the Sushega Dhanpar on 104.6. This is Richard and Hector wishing you a very good evening and wishing you all the best in the week ahead and years to come. I am told by Hector that the melting pot is once again starting the trivia and the whist. Starting the trivia and the whist, it'll be at the Blockhouse Bay Community Centre. Look out for their notices. I'm also told by Hector that those who are interested in learning more about cycling to get in touch with him because he's very passionate about cycling. And for next Saturday, or rather 19th of October, don't forget to buy your tickets for the Konkani Tiath Mogachi Boshi. You know what is Mogachi Boshi?
No. All I know is that it's Hippo and Francis Coutinho.
So what is Mog?
Mog, of course, everyone.
Love.
Says, yeah.
And Boshi?
No, I'm not sure.
In fact, I pronounced it pretty wrongly, and Francis gave me a rap on the knuckles and said it is Boshi, plate.
Oh, okay.
So a plate of love.
Right.
If I may say, that's the translation, a literal translation as such. Anything more, Hector, that you would like to tell our listeners?
Nothing as such, just to have a really nice Saturday evening and Sunday. Uh-huh. And thank you for tuning in to Susega Danpa. Or, sorry, as my friend Danny mentioned, it's not Danpa.
Donpa.
In Goa, they call it Donpa.
Okay, fair
Danny,
enough.
Just remember, I've said Susegad
Donpar. Okay. If I meet somebody from Mangalore, they'll say Danpar. Adios.
Sounds.